for another, and felt the blessed, welcome, slimy sensation of the first read. Knowing I only had seconds remaining, I pushed my left leg against a rock, bent my knees, and then propelled myself deeper into the reeds. It was all I could do. I rose as quietly as I could, but I knew my emergence would have made my trainer shake his head in disgust. I panted for breath, mouth open wide, praying that the sounds of the river's rush would keep my presence a secret. But had they seen the reeds moving around me? What did it look like from the riverbank? I dared to turn my head, slowly one way, and then the other. I could hear the shouts of the Sheolites as they searched for me, the sounds of men diving and rising again and again. And then moments later, utter silence. That spooked me more than anything. I couldn't make sense of it. Had they gone? And then there were arrows slicing through the air, Sheolites and Pacificans crying out, wounded, Sethos's roar of rage, then urgent shouts of direction. Yes, I cheered inwardly. Yes. I dared to peek out higher, hoping that I wouldn't be pierced by an Aravander arrow. Did they know I was here? Had they seen me being dragged toward the riverboat? It was just at that moment that Sethos's gaze swept about and passed over me. I thought he'd missed me, and I immediately ducked lower in the reeds, but then he paused and backtracked. His dark eyes rested squarely on me, and his brows lifted. I rose and tried to run in the opposite direction, but the mud that made for such fertile growing ground for the reeds and cattails also created a horrifying trap.